It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is over there in what was cold and snowy Switzerland, but now perhaps is just a teeny bit less cold. She joins us weekly. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, we are definitely on our way to the new season. In a new season that might be actually quite spectacular, to say the least, in Italy, where the elections took place last Sunday. So we were basically seeing the path, the direction that Italy was taking with the different parties that were fighting being the leaders, and all fears have been confirmed as the populist five-star won a lot of seats. The Northern League, together with its partners, because the Northern League did make a coalition with Forza Italia from the party from Berlusconi, as well as the Brothers of Italy, which is also a right party. So in order to see a little bit what's happening, really, I would say that we begin with the names. So the five-star party, the big star of that party is Luigi Di Maio, who is 31. The head of the Northern League is Matteo Salvini, which is 44. And Berlusconi, which we all know already, is 81. While they all got very good results, none of them got a majority. And this is exactly where the problem lies, as always in Italy. The Democratic Party, which is a center-left Democratic Party, didn't even got 19%, so it's basically out of the picture. So now the game is going to be about making the right coalitions in order to be able to have a new prime minister. Luigi Di Maio from the Five Star Party would like to be the prime minister because he considers himself the strongest person in that constellation, considering that his party got 32% on its own without any coalition, while the Northern League with Matteo Salvini got 37%, but putting a coalition together. Nevertheless, Matteo Salvini thinks as well that he should be the next prime minister. So it's going now to be the decision of the president of the republic, which name is Sergio Mattarella, to ask one of them, or maybe the both of them, to try to form a coalition that would have the necessary majority to be able to function in the parliament. As a reminder, a party would have had to have about 40% to have the comfortable majority in the parliament that would have allowed to be alone on top of the country. So these results, one has to say, it's an earthquake. It's something that never happened before in Italy. No matter what, it's going to be a chaos, for a long time because, of course, as I said before, a lack of majority, but also because of a lack of program and focus. Some rumors say that the Northern League might actually try, not the Northern League, sorry, the Five Star Party, who was against any kind of coalition and wanted to be alone, is probably going to seek help with the Northern League to get a coalition. While before Sunday, the Five Star Party probably thought that they would be strong enough to be alone. Now that they can smell the perfume of power, they don't necessarily want to give up that power, and they are probably going to try to have a coalition with the Northern League, which those two parties are very much compared in the press as similar sometimes. But I think it's important to see that there is a major difference between those two parties. The Five Star Party has won basically the entire south of Italy, and the Northern League and its partners have won the entire northern part. Now, while they have some similarities in how much they hate the European Union, they also have some major differences. The Northern League and its partners is a very classic, if one can say it like this, right party, against immigration, against the European Union, but also against the south part of the country. And that has not been forgotten by the people in the south, who, while they wanted to protest and while they didn't want to vote for the usual parties, they still chose the Five Star Party, that is a party that has some left aspects. That can seem like a little paradox, but to give you an example, Jill, they want, for example, that in companies workers have can participate in the decision making. They want another example. They want also to shorten the working days. They have in their way of protesting against the establishment, they also have some ideas that are borrowed, if one can say it, from the left, while the Northern League is a pure far right party and has absolutely nothing in common with left ideas. I think one can also mention the fact that, as we said, I think many years ago together, Jill, we were foreseeing that the fact that Italy was left alone with the immigration coming through the Mediterranean from Libya to the southern part of Italy and mainly Sicily, that would become a problem. And I think that this, after so many years, this has to be seen now in the result of these elections. The European Union is, of course, very worried about this result. But many analysts also see a certain responsibility of the European Union, because they never really helped Italy. They were sticking to their idea that asylum seekers have to be taken care of in the country they went at a first place, and they refused for a long time to redistribute these asylum seekers. And that in spite of Chancellor Merkel's efforts to do so. Immigration has definitely been the issue number one that pushed people to choose parties that clearly position themselves against asylum seekers. And that is something that has to be mentioned, because very often when the European Union criticizes the election in a country, it sometimes forgets to see its own responsibility. And I think in this case, it would be time, because this is certainly a wake-up call.
Do you think that there is any, at least in the press, is there a presentation that there might be some awareness of the of what's actually going on, rather than the, you know, all of the noise around it?
No, I think because the Italian also one is used to a quite colorful political scene. Let's just think of all these past years with Berlusconi and all the stories around him. I think there is maybe not yet the feeling that what happened in Italy during those elections is very serious, because if Italy falls into chaos, let's not forget that it's a country that has much more weight than a country like Greece, and it was difficult enough with Greece. But to think of a scenario like this with Italy would be much, much worse. And I don't think that this is taken very seriously yet.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.